It's hard to comprehend, but God has created something that we cannot see. God has created everything that we see around us. God has created the universe. God has created all the stars and the universes that we can see when we look up at the night sky for thousands and thousands of light years. But God has created a whole universe that's just as glorious and just as mysterious as our own that we cannot see. The hosts of angels, of course, are up there in heaven. We have the nine different categories of angels. We have those that serve around the throne of God, but then we have the lower angels, the ones that are angels that help serve humanity and help serve the nations. Those, of course, are the ones that we celebrate today, the archangels, the ones who interact with us as humans in a special way. Angels are created for two things. They were created to serve around God's throne and to serve him, but amazingly, most amazingly, angels were created to also serve us, to help us in our life. The angels come to us from time to time. They defend us. Our guardian angels defend us when we don't even realize it. Angels are helping us all the time, and they were created to serve God, but they were also created to serve us, a beautiful and amazing thing. The reality is, though, is that if we want to be perfect creatures, just like the angels, that's what we need to do. We need to serve God, and we need to serve each other. So let's pray for the courage to really be like angels, to serve God with our whole heart, mind, and soul, and to serve our neighbors as much as we love ourselves.